You say you've been brought up in Burwell all your life. Let's go back to the early days of Burwell, when I should think most people stayed in Burwell. They didn't travel very far. And going to Cambridge and other places would have been a bit of a treat. What facilities did you have in Burwell?
Well, we had three fish and chip shops for a start. A Mr. Redhead, a Mr. Carter, and a Mr. Reeve. Well, the Reeve family, my elder sister Pat, she married one of the sons, and he carried on with the business for a little while, you know, etc. Then there was, as I said, there was Mr. Carter. He used to be near the King Billy pub. That's gone back. They were talking about the King Billy, which is gone. And then there was a Mr. Redhead down North Street opposite the Baptist Chapel. So we had three fish and chip shops. And then we had five butchers.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. There was a Mr. Hurrell, a Mark Smith, Eric Smith, the cooperative, which is now where the Chinese takeaway is, and Roger Fuller, who Roger was a very keen or Baptist man, but anyway, that's irrelevant. But let's say there was five butchers. Mm-hmm. Then we had hairdressers. There was Mr. Ellis, Mr. I can't think of his name now. Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner. And then there was a part-time one. There was a Mr. Bowers, used to be down into North Street. Then we had two bakers, a Mr. Lane and a Mr. Bignall. That was British life. Mm. Plus the fact the stores we had was incredible. General stores, you know. We even had a shoe shop in those days. Mm. Morty Fordham shoe shop. But unfortunately, they're nearly all gone now because people can get in their car. They can go on site to Sainsbury's or your Tesco's or your Morrison's. You can get anything from a newspaper to petrol on one site. Mm. You know.
That's changed, hasn't it?
That has changed.
And you would have known an awful lot of people in the village too, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I think that's the saddest thing that's been lost.
Yeah. I mean, you could walk down the street and you could see, out of 10 people, you'd know 9. Mm. But now you walk down the street, out of 10 people, you don't know 10. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm not going to get involved in that. But
what was the social life like? What
the social life? What do we have? 10 pubs.
Oh, God.
Well, I can remember that. I think there was more, but I can remember the Maid's Head, the Anchor, Queen's Arms, the Bushel, the Fox, the King Billy, the Crown, the White Horse, and the Five Bells. That's 9. Plus the British Legion, which brings it up to 10. Yeah, and that was a bit of a laugh, because when we was young lads growing up, you think, we'll go around the pubs. Mm. You'd probably get 3, and that would be your lot. You couldn't get any further. Probably have 3 drinks, and that was it. But if you wanted anybody, you'd know where they'd be. If you wanted chap called Charles Fuller. He'd be in the Bushel. Mm. Now, if you want somebody else, he'd be in the Queen's Arms or something.
They all had their own places.
Mm. Mm. And that was society.
Mm. What other things went on?
Well,
you mentioned a fete. They have those regularly.
Oh, we used to have the fetes and things, and they were regular. But now, the last few years, the fete has turned into the village carnival. Mm. You know, so there's still social, that social side going on.
Did Burwell have a village feast?
Yeah. Yeah, we used to have the fair come in. I don't know, I can't remember exact order they used to do. I know they do Swaffham,
Pride, and, did the rounds.
And Burwell, Fordham, Islam. If they'd done it in that order or not, I can't remember. But every village had a local fair come to, you know, for a couple of days or whatever. And that was great fun. I mean, when we was young lads, we used to bike to Fordham or bike to Isham or bike to Swaffham to see our mates and things like that, our school chums and all that sort of thing. There was no... there was no mobile phones or laptops or anything in those days.
No,
the only way to see anybody was go, you know. And one of my great friends, unfortunately, his family was evacuated to Burwell during the war.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd come from London. And I was used to go with John up to see his relatives up in London, because they stopped in Burwell. They didn't go back, they stopped in Burwell. Well, I think we used to go to Cambridge to Liverpool Street for about 30 bob. Or £1.50.
Mm.
You know, it's just...
Return.
Yeah. And now it's... I don't know why. I haven't been on the train for a long, long time.
Mm.
But that's... Oh, we had a great time. Mm. Yeah.
A time of freedom, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And if you want to go to Newmarket, to the pictures, you used to be... Either we have walked from Burwell to Newmarket across the heath.
Mm.
You know, on a Sunday afternoon, and this, that, and the other. That was the entertainment, to go to Newmarket to the cinemas, which Newmarket had two cinemas in those days. You know, the Kingsway or the Doric. If there were two films on, you used to get the Doric the first house, then go back across the road to Kingsway for the second house.
So when you were newly married, what was that, in the 50s or 60s?
No, I got married in 66.
You got married in 66.
Yeah.
What was your entertainment then?
Probably go to the local hop or the local dancers, because my brother-in-law, he used to play in a group, and you know, we used to follow him around, and socially we used to meet up on a Saturday night and go in the White Horse. They used to do a good meal, good steak in there for about 10 or 6. We used to meet and have a steak and etc. You know, and it was a nice social life.
Mm.
It didn't revolve around electronics and material things like things do now. Mm. I'm afraid I don't get too involved in electronics, to be honest with you.
Mm. Mm. No.
Yeah. But if you... I mean, to go to Hunstanton or Great Yarmouth, that was half a day's excursion.
Exactly. Mm.
You know, when we're kids, well, literally mean kids, Dad had an Austin 12 car, I always remember, JTN 89 was the registration. I always remember that. And then before that, I had a Rover, VE 6023. Yeah. Anyway... used to say, tomorrow, shall we go to Yarmouth?
Mm.
Mum said, well, yeah. And he used to feed the pigs before he went, about 6 o'clock in the morning. And we used to go off to Yarmouth. It used to take about 3 hours to get there. Mm. Have a 2 or 3 hours there, then 3 or 4 hour journey coming home, you see. But that was the day. But now you can do it in very little time. Yeah.
So those were your holidays, were they?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so you didn't have... Yeah. Fortnights off and things like that. Well, couldn't, could you, because of the animals.
But now, people want holidays, they hop on a plane, they go to Spain for cheap, and they can go to London on a train.
Almost.
Almost, yeah. Yeah, but it's the way I love. I'm not degrading or anything, but that's what happened.
So you used to look forward to those excursions, did you?
Oh, yeah.
I bet Sunday school, did you go to Sunday school?
Yeah.
Sunday
yeah.
school excursions.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. As I say, if you want to meet up again sometime, I've got loads of photos, old Sunday school photos and all sorts of stuff, which I mean, they've probably got